fanfare for the common man. You're tuned into the first ever third broadcast of the Radio Tees. I am your host, Philip Radiotis. And that was Aaron Copland with his front door 9-to-5 entrance, fanfare for the common man. Aaron Copland was one of the most influential American classical composers. You may remember his famous song Hoedown as the theme to An American Tale, Fievel Goes West. But the guy was around for quite some time, writing pieces from the early 20s on to the 60s. We're going to bring something old and something new and something borrowed and something blue for you tonight. So let's get right to the bread and butter. This is the blues. Big Bill Brunzi with Nighttime is the Right Time.
I'm going to tell you, baby, something I want you to do. Don't stay out all night, baby, and I want your little heart to be true. Yeah, because nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love, or with the one you love. Now, don't forget, baby, I love you with all my might. If you get home before midnight, baby, I declare everything will be all right. Girl, because nighttime is the right time to be in the bed with the one you love, with the one you love. I ain't gonna beat you, baby. I ain't gonna dog you round. Gal, I'm just gonna warn you, baby, before the news gets all over town. Gal, that nighttime is the right time to be in the bed with the one you love, with the one you love. Play it, Mr. Man. Nighttime is the right time. Listen to me, baby. I mean with your whole heart and mind. I just want to hold you, baby, in my arms and hold you for a long, long time. Yeah, because nighttime is the right time, baby, to be with the one you love, oh, with the one you love.
Play it, Mr. Man. That was Nighttime is the Right Time by Big Bill Brunzi. Brunzi is one of my favorites ever. He co-wrote Key to the Highway with Charlie Seeger. He's got a quick hand and he's a good finger picker too. You always get the idea that he's carrying around some sort of weaponry when you listen to him. Nighttime is the Right Time. Boy, it sure is. I'm sitting here all alone with my fish, Jack Dempsey. And it's really putting us in the mood for a warm, moving body. So we're going to listen to this hit from the San Francisco band, The Units.
We are the ones got the bodies. We are the ones who once got the bodies, the warm, moving bodies. I can see a touch, they smell my partner, trapped by the other eyes, found steam, LCD machines, surrounded by a soul, predictive shell of similar units. We are the ones who once got the bodies. We are the ones who once got the bodies. The warm, moving bodies. Skyscraper cells full of water, pushing a matter, structure and substance. Scientifically different than a monkey. Turn back then the time with a youthful chin line. Turn back the hand of time with a youthful chin line. On a warm, moving body. Sharp hip to foot and slow to attic. Lovely air, there's this fine care. There's five box shadow beneath skin level. We are the ones who once got the bodies. We are the ones who once got the bodies. The warm, moving bodies. An anonymous firm bank donation, stepping in a roll of propagation. First of the lands and world of larynx. A nose that blows and a tongue that licks. Let's turn off the senses, turn on the senses. Well, now let's turn off the senses, turn on the senses. On a warm, moving body.
From my hometown of San Francisco. Man, the drums in there, don't they sound like you're just cleaning up an attic? That was Warm Moving Bodies. It got that jolty and the geometric angles to it. It just sounds like you're piecing together a prism from many directions. I don't know about you, but I get the visual of these guys being Lego characters. I'm not really a big fan of the synthesizer now, but when it was done back then in the late 70s, early 80s, man, they hit it right. I really like that line about the youthful chin line, though. It doesn't get any classier than that. Well, it's good to know that I've got a warm moving body with you, so let's take a little trip outside and check out the music of the stars. This is one of my favorites, Nana Mouskouri with La Musique des Étoiles.
La musique des étoiles n'a jamais connu le jour. La musique des étoiles, la plus vieille chanson.
La nuit nous tourne.
faire plus de 100 000 tours. Ton étoile et la mienne se retrouveront toujours. Se retrouveront toujours. Je t'aime. Jusqu'à la fin des temps, jusqu'à la nuit des jours,
musique,
jusqu'à
les étoiles,
jusqu'à
musique des étoiles, jusqu'à
la
The Music of the Stars. If that doesn't win your heart, I don't know what will. That was Nana Mouskouri and Jean Legrand en duet, directly from my record player to your heart. I found that record walking around 96th and Columbus one day, just staring right at me on the side of the street. For $1, I picked it up, and I have been tons happier ever since. I once played that record for a French girl, and I thought she would be mighty impressed, but she was like, what is this bullshit? But don't listen to her, and definitely check out Nana Mouskouri. She's Greek, but she sings in all different sort of languages. She's a very beautiful lady. She got big, nice glasses. And you know what that means. Well, what do you like in a girl? Is it the figure? Is it the sass? Is it the heart? Is it the ones that don't like you back? Well, for me and Bing Crosby, it's the personality.
When Madame Pompadour broke up a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all those books about Dewberry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Jupiter in Juno. doubt it must have been easy to see. The kid was simply loaded with personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Figaro in Figaret, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. Written by a Jimmy and a Johnny, and when the two of those get together, you know it's going to be a hit. That was Personality. Bing Crosby version of that is a hoot. I also really recommend the Johnny Mercer version. You really got to love the middle section of that song where the clarinet and the trumpet just go off and blow the fabu solos without regards to one another, and then everything melds down and you get the piano going really nice and quiet for the bridge, and then back up, bam, with the chaos of the clarinet and the trumpet. Bing Crosby, the early king of his own dynasty in the early radio and TV era. I still remember him as a wee tot. You turn on the TV on a Saturday night when no one's watching it, and there he is. Well, you know what that sound means. It's time for us to reach in our and the sack and pick out another stellar band with the name blank and the blank. So let's go.
Hoping for a good one.
Oh, wow, jackpot. I picked out Michael and the Messengers with Romeo and Juliet. Wasn't Bing Crosby just talking about Romeo and Juliet? Oh, you guys are really going to enjoy this. Sound of the Hammond B3 organ. That was Michael and the Messengers with Romeo and Juliet. I have to lay them out for you guys, and I tell you that I am truly obsessed and really in love with the play Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. It happened in Jersey. I took the late summer beach night angle, and I learned all the facts. Like, did you know that Romeo was only 16 and Juliet was only 13? Did you know that the play was first published in 1597 by Thomas Creed and totally unauthorized? Did you know that this situation could never have happened nowadays because Romeo and Juliet could have been solved by a simple text message? Did you know that at least 24 operas have been written about the play? Well, unfortunately, we don't have time to listen to all 24 operas, but I am going to play a very soft, sweet, evocative song from the 1994 Romeo and Juliet adaptation starring my favorites, Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. This song is by Desiree. It's called Kissing You. You may remember Desiree. She had that hit with, "You gotta be this, you gotta be that." Here she is, so romantic and right around your arm, kissing you.
Pride can stand trials, the strong will never fall. But watching stars without you, my soul cries.
Jack Dempsey really had a moment with that one. That was Desiree with Kissing You. It's ladies' night here on the program, as you probably can tell, and we're going to keep this feeling moving along with a hit that I'm not afraid and I'm not ashamed to play. This is my girl, Mariah Carey, with Love Takes Time.
Slip away. got to read in your own. Couldn't see that I was blind to let you go. I can't escape the pain inside, 'cause love takes time. I don't wanna be here, I don't wanna be here alone.
There's something about the curly-haired Mariah Carey that you just can't fault. That was Love Takes Time, very heartfelt and deep. That song took me back to the old school DJs I used to listen to. You used to call in and dedicate a song to a girl, and in 5 or 10 minutes flat, you'd be making out in the living room of your dad's duplex. I love all that 90s R&B. It's just the right amount of plastic. It's something you can pay off in a couple months. It'll corner you and steal your book bag with a wink. Do you want to hear another 90s R&B jam? Does your dad have a duplex? Let's take it back to when everybody was smelling like CK1. This is Mint Condition with Breaking My Heart.
Listen to love, the heart is pounding with desire. I know your heart is in the right place. No, I won't let you down. Yeah. You can disguise all the bounding of your heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see your eyes, and you can start to make sense and quit.
That was Mint Condition with Breaking My Heart, Pretty Brown Eyes. Mint Condition, not to be confused with any of those other 90s R&B groups, Jodeci, Drew Hill, Silk, Soul For Real, Backstreet Shy. They really carved their niche on that one. Another guy who has arguably carved his own niche is Neil Young, though he's still carving away at it. He's going to take us home tonight. It's getting on towards 4 a.m., so we got to cut off and say goodnight. But let's listen to Love Is a Rose, and I hope to see you soon.
You better not pick it, it only grows when it's on the vine. A handful of thorns and you'll know you've missed it. You lose your love when you say the word mine. I
is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you'll know you've missed it. You lose your love when you see the world.